It's Wednesday, January 29th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. After a massive 7.7 magnitude earthquake struck the Caribbean at 2:10 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday, the U.S. Geological Survey, a scientific agency of the United States government, issued a tsunami warning in Jamaica, Cuba, and the Cayman Islands. The quake, which was felt in Miami, struck 75 miles off the northwest tip of Jamaica and 50 miles off of southeastern Cuba. It was about 6 miles deep, reports weather.com. Fearful that evangelist Franklin Graham was going to bring a message of hate to the homosexuals and transgenders of the United Kingdom because of an open letter that LGBT leaders sent, an entertainment venue canceled the May Crusade event in Sheffield, reports the Christian Post. Graham rejected the claim, saying on Facebook, quote, "This is just not true. I am coming to share the gospel, which is the good news that God loves the people of the UK, and that Jesus Christ came to this earth to save us from our sins. The rub, I think, comes in whether God defines homosexuality as sin. The answer is yes, but God goes even further than that to say that we are all sinners, myself included," end quote. Yesterday, President Donald Trump unveiled his deal of the century peace plan in the White House, giving Israel full control of the settlements and Jerusalem as its undivided capital. The plan also established a Palestinian state, reports the Jerusalem Post. The plan, Trump said, has the support of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his main political rival, blue and whitehead Benny Gantz. Netanyahu said, quote, "If the Palestinians are genuinely prepared to make peace with the Jewish state, Israel will be prepared to negotiate peace right away," end quote. For the first time in this conflict, Trump has reached an understanding with Israel regarding a map setting forth borders for a two-state solution. The president explained that the plan will, quote, "more than double Palestinian territory. No Palestinians will be uprooted from their homes," end quote. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell does not have enough votes to block witnesses like former National Security Advisor John Bolton in President Trump's Senate impeachment trial, reports the Wall Street Journal. CNN's Don Lemon and two liberal guests on his show are facing backlash after they mocked President Trump's supporters and depicted them as uneducated. Lemon was joined by New York Times columnist Wajahat Ali and GOP strategist Rick Wilson during his show Saturday night to discuss the recent feud between Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and National Public Radio. Following an interview last week, Pompeo allegedly yelled at NPR reporter Mary Louise Kelly off-air and demanded that she locate Ukraine, the topic of the initial disagreement, on an unlabeled map. Wilson, who has written anti-Trump books including Everything Trump Touches Dies and Running Against the Devil, A Plot to Save America from Trump, pivoted the conversation to attack Trump supporters, prompting uncontrolled laughter from Don Lemon as the CNN anchor doubled over at the anchor desk.
He also knows deep in his heart that Donald Trump couldn't find Ukraine on a map if you had the letter U and a picture of an actual physical crane next to it. He knows that this is an administration defined by ignorance of the world. And so that's partly him playing to their base and playing to their audience.
Wilson went on to use a heavy Southern accent to impersonate how he believes a Trump supporter speaks, claiming that they wouldn't be able to identify Ukraine.
The credulous boomer rube demo that backs Donald Trump, that wants to think that Donald Trump's a smart one, and there are y'all elitists are them.
You elitists with your geography and your maps and your spelling, sipping your latte.
All those lines on the map.
Only them elitists know where Ukraine is.
Lemon had to wipe his eyes after laughing so hard that he started to cry.
Sorry, hold on. Wait. Can I tell give me a second. Hold on. Sorry. That was good. Sorry. Rick, that was a good one. I needed that.
The Daily Caller tweeted this CNN video along with this verbiage, quote, "America, this is what CNN thinks of you," end quote. In a wide-ranging interview with Variety about her new Hulu docuseries entitled Hillary, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton talked about the 2020 presidential election.
Have you picked who you're going to vote for in the primary, 2020 primary?
I'm going to vote. Please, please get out and vote. The most important responsibility we all have is to retire Donald Trump.
I know that you're not running, but do you ever feel the urge that, like, I could beat him if I were?
I certainly feel the urge because I feel like the 2016 election was really an odd time and an odd outcome.
For the first time, drag queens will appear in a Super Bowl advertisement. RuPaul's Drag Race alumni Kim Chi and Ms. Cracker will make history in a commercial for hummus brand Sabra during the football championship game this Sunday, February 2nd, when the Kansas City Chiefs will face the San Francisco 49ers, reports NBC News. In the teaser for the ad campaign, which the New York-based company posted on its YouTube channel last week, Ms. Cracker, a man dressed as a woman, clumsily attempts to put a football helmet on over his sizable wig, while Kim Chi, a second drag queen, looks on skeptically.
Ready, Cracker? Chickpeas! I was born ready! I hope this doesn't give me helmet hair.
Bob Woodeck, a longtime marketing strategist who specializes in reaching homosexual transgender audiences, said the Sabra ad, which could reach around 100 million viewers during the Super Bowl, is indicative of a sea change in the public perception of drag, which he said has been normalized in the mainstream for many years. Sabra is owned by PepsiCo. Deuteronomy 22 verse 5 says, "A woman must not wear men's clothing, nor a man wear women's clothing, for the Lord your God detests anyone who does this." In addition to the first drag queen-filled ad, this Super Bowl will also have the annual game's first female and openly lesbian coach, Katie Sowers of the 49ers. And finally, on Monday afternoon, Kanye West and Kim Kardashian's two-year-old daughter, Chicago, sang about Jesus, reports People magazine.
Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus.
Her mother, who shared the video of her singing atop a nightstand, explained that it was her, quote, favorite song, end quote. In Matthew 19, verse 14, Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." And that's The World View in 5 minutes, on this Wednesday, January 29th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.